On the storm-battered deck of a ship at sea, Leonard receives a call.
Sheldon! It's not a great time! What do you want?
Hello to you too. I'm sorry, but this is important.
What is it?
Back to the Future 2 was in the Back to the Future 3 case. And Back to the Future 3 was, get this, in the Back to the Future 2 case.
So,
did you do that? Or am I in the house with an intruder?
So, I gotta go inside. It's getting rough out here.
You're dodging the question. I knew it was you. What was that?
What was what?
This isn't a very good connection, but it sounded like someone just released a kraken.
Okay, I'm hanging up now. You know there's no such thing as a kraken.
A sea monster snatches Leonard and Sheldon wakes up screaming.
Penny! What's the matter?
Well, I was worried that you might be missing Leonard. And that might be causing you to have bad dreams. You know, like the kind you'd get if you watched Clash of the Titans right before you went to bed.
Sweetie, did you have a bad dream?
To be honest, I did. Back to the Future 2 was in the Back to the Future 3 case. Leonard did it.
Good night.
You would know, wait. Perhaps I should sleep here, so you don't miss Leonard as much. Because you're being kind of a baby about it.
Penny rolls her eyes.
You know what? That would make me feel better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He goes straight to her bedroom.
Good night.
He shuts the door.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with the Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
I think you'd be pleased to hear that this morning in the parking garage, I saw this oil stain on the ground that was shaped just like my ex-girlfriend Lucy, and I didn't get upset at all.
I'm proud of you.
You should be, because she was looking good.
Dear Lord, you're an astronomer. Although you may have earthly woes, get your mind back on the stars. Gee, even the lowly dung beetle chooses to plot its course by using the Milky Way.
Is that true?
Everything I say is true. Now, of course, the dung beetle also enjoys eating feces, living in feces, and making little balls out of feces. So, you know, pick and choose which aspects of its lifestyle you want to embrace.
Come on, you can talk to girls now. It shouldn't be hard for you to meet someone new.
How can I meet someone new when everywhere I look, I see Lucy's face? Tell me you don't see her smile in the crust of this chicken pot pie.
Oh, would you stop it?
Howard stabs the pie with his fork.
Now listen to me. There's a welcome party for incoming postdocs tonight. Go to it and meet someone who isn't made of grease or pie.
You think you're so cool because your wife is a person?
Howard rubs his eyes.
Look, Bernie's at a neuroscience conference with Amy. I'll go with you.
Do you do that for me?
Of course. You're my friend. I want you to be happy.
Thanks. Oh, Sheldon, since Amy's out of town, would you like to join us?
I want you to be happy, too, but not enough to do anything about it.
Howie, stop. I can't talk like that. Amy's right here.
Sheldon, stop. For the last time, I will not bring home bed bugs.
The hotel's nice. There's a pool, a gym. The bar looks like fun.
Because I looked in the bed and there are no bugs.
You too. If I don't talk to you before you go to sleep, I'll meet you in dreamland.
Good night. No, I will not consider sleeping in my garment bag.
Penny, did you ever wonder how Starfleet captains...
No.
Well, now that I've piqued your interest, welcome to the exciting world of 3D chess.
Why don't you just admit you only want to play this game because you always play it with Leonard and you miss him?
You overestimate his significance in my life.
Do I miss how he makes a face on my toaster waffle with syrup? No. Do I miss the way he fixes the zipper on my jacket when it gets stuck? I don't think so. Do I miss how we say goodnight to each other through the walls of our bedroom using Morse code?
Hey, I get it, I get it. You are an emotionless robot.
Well, I try.
All right, let's just get this stupid game over with.
Great, I'll go first. By the way, how are you with zippers?
Why?
Well, I really need to go to the bathroom, and this one's gone all cattywampus.
Wow, your work on jellyfish neural nets sounds so interesting.
It is. You can download my paper off the university server.
I will. You can download my paper on the Van Allen belts from the university server as well.
I will.
All right.
The attractive postdoc turns away and walks off. Raj makes a pistol with his fingers and shoots a wink after her. He joins Howard at the buffet.
How'd it go?
Well, if you like dry factual statements interspersed with painful moments of silence, it was bananas.
Check it out, Mrs. Davis from Human Resources is here. She's probably on the lookout for sexual harassment.
Great. There go my chances of being sexually harassed.
I heard her husband left her for a hot, young undergrad.
That's so much better than the old, ugly ones.
Mrs. Davis wanders over.
Mr. Wallowitz, Dr. Guttapalli.
Mrs. Davis, nice to see you.
You know, I recently read a fascinating article on infidelity among penguins.
Okay.
So, if the fact that your husband left you makes you feel unattractive, just remember penguins get cheated on, and they're adorable.
Without a word, she walks away. Raj looks at Howard and gives another smug wink.
It was better when you couldn't talk to women.
I'm thinking of going to the lecture on posterior cingulate cortex lesions and the formation of autobiographical memory.
Oh, brain lesions are fascinating. Unless they're yours, then they're a drag.
To the advancement of science.
And to the sick and dying who make it possible.
This is fun. We never really get to talk shop with Penny around. We usually just end up talking about boys.
Which is fine, but it's nice to mix it up with a little intellectual conversation.
From the two gentlemen at the bar?
Oh my gosh, boys bought us drinks! Boys bought us drinks! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you so much! You be cool. Guys are hitting on us, and not just to get to Penny.
You're right. Thank you!
Oh, bad move.
Really? Why?
My queen can now take your rook from below.
So that means I lose, right? It's over!
If I make this move, but I won't because we're having too much fun.
Take a break.
We're all out of alcohol.
I wasn't going to get alcohol.
She sits back down in despair.
Gosh, I wonder what Leonard's doing right now. I miss him so much.
Well, if you'd like, we could call him. I mean that you could call him. As I've explained, the absence of my friends does not cause me pain. As rock and roll bad boy Paul Simon once said, I am a rock. I am an island.
I'm calling him.
Oh, good, he put him on speakerphone!
There's a party on the boat, and Leonard's dancing wildly.
Excuse me, ladies, but my pants are buzzing. No, see, how can I help you?
Leonard?
Penny? Hey, it's Penny. Everybody say, I am Penny.
I am Penny!
Sounds like you're having a good time.
Best time of my life.
Isn't it 5:30 in the morning there?
Is it? Hey, everybody, it's 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, well, we were just calling you because we were missing you.
Oscar!
Uh-oh, hang on.
Are you in danger?
No, it's a drinking game. Whenever we see an iceberg, we take a shot!
Leonard, let not believe we were missing that jerk.
You were.
So what happened? How'd it go?
It's fine. I thanked them again and let them know we're not available.
So I can drink this without having to give up the goodies?
Yes, it's all cool. Although if you wanted to talk to one of them, no one would blame you.
And why would no one blame me?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that I could do better than Sheldon.
Boy, these drinks are strong. Oh, Mama, I'm gonna be hugging the toilet tonight.
No, tell me, I want to know what you meant by that.
I just meant that you're not married and your boyfriend's kind of Sheldon.
And your husband is extremely Howard. What's your point?
Sorry, I have no point. That was a stupid thing to say. Can we please just go back to having a nice time?
We could, but unfortunately my brain is lesion-free and I remember that rotten thing you just said about my sweet baboo.
And I apologize. Can we please just let it go?
Sure.
Thanks.
Your husband's weird and his clothes are ridiculous.
I can't believe it. All this time I've been doing nothing but sit around and miss that guy. And you know what the worst part is?
That you're having to process your emotional pain without vodka?
Penny looks miffed.
No. Yeah. But you know what the second worst part is? He does not miss me at all.
Yeah, allow me to comfort you. At least you've got your health.
Really? That's it? That's comforting?
In 100 years, you'll both be dead and it won't matter?
You. The only reason he's partying is to cover up his pain.
Oh, no, I don't think that's true at all.
It's ridiculous. I mean, why am I upset just because he's off having a good time?
Well, perhaps you're obsessively picturing him engaged in drunken coitus with another woman.
She glares at him.
Is that it? Did I get it right?
That's great. You can stop trying to make me feel better now.
Actually, I can't. Before Leonard left, he made me promise that I'd take care of you.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Plus, if I do a good job, he said he'd bring me back a sailor's cap.
Well, now I miss him even more.
Well, if it's any consolation, I'm sure Leonard's tormented every moment he's away from your warm embrace and cherry lips. Oh, seriously?
Excuse me, Mrs. Davis?
What?
I'd like to apologize for being insensitive. And for possibly making penguins seem like jerks, because 99% of them are stand-up guys.
Forget about it.
You know, you and I have a lot in common.
Is that right?
Oh yes, I too am in the throes of heartbreak. Okay, fine, I'll tell you about it.
Here is a hot beverage to comfort you. It's in a to-go cup. Make of that what you will.
Come on, it's still early. Let's do something.
Well, I have been toying around with an idea for 4D chess.
How about we just talk?
All right. In 4D chess...
No. And let's talk about our lives. Tell me something about you I don't know.
I own 9 pairs of pants.
Okay, that's a good start, but I was thinking maybe something a little more personal.
I see. I own 9 pairs of underpants.
How about I go first?
But I don't want to know how many underpants you own. Although based on the floor of your bedroom, I'd say it's 1,000.
Okay, look, here's something people do not know about me. When I first moved out to LA, I did a topless scene in a low-budget horror movie about a killer gorilla. Oh, after I did it, I felt so ashamed. Thankfully, that thing never came out.
I've seen that.
Howard found it online the day we met
you. Oh.
Abby, it was literally the moment you walked out the door. But I see the type of personal revelations you're going for. Okay, here's one I thought I'd take to the grave.
Okay.
A while back, YouTube changed its user interface from a star-based rating system to a thumbs-up rating system. I tell people I'm okay with it, but I'm really not.
She stares at him, confused.
That's your big revelation?
Yes. Whew, I feel 10 pounds lighter.
Okay, you know what? I give up. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, here's something else you don't know about me. You just hurt my feelings.
What did I do?
I opened up and shared something deeply upsetting to me, and you treated it as if it were nothing.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
It is to me. That's the point.
Sheldon, you are right. I'm really sorry. I should have known better.
Your apology is accepted.
Thank you. How about a hug?
How about a hearty handshake?
Come on.
She wraps her arms around him.
Now I know how you felt, getting mauled by that sex-crazed gorilla.
At the hotel, a heavy silence hangs over the room as the girls get ready for bed. They both place their glasses on the bedside table. Bernadette turns the light off, and they lie down in bed.
It was rather flattering to have strangers send us drinks.
Yeah, that felt nice.
Maybe tomorrow morning we put on some hot pants and see if we can score us some free omelets.
So hypothetically, if we were to have gone with them, which one would you have picked?
I would have gone with the short one with the goofy haircut.
Oh, good, because I like the tall, thin one. He seemed intelligent, kind of a loner. Maybe a little sexually inexperienced, like I'd have to teach him a thing or two.
Not my guy. Be nice to be with a man who wants to know what's underneath my cardigan. FYI, it's another cardigan.
Your short, sexed-up guy kind of sounds like Howard.
Your brainy virgin kind of sounds like Sheldon. Good night.
All right, Dr. Kuthapali, it's been nice talking to you, but I need to go home and relieve my babysitter.
I can relate to being a single parent. I have a dog.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. Good night.
Mrs. Davis, I must confess, I came here tonight in a futile attempt to pick up some lonely postdoc, but instead I got to connect with you at a human level. That's a much better evening. You're a lovely person.
Are you hitting on me?
No, that would be crazy. I mean, if I were hitting on you, you'd know it because you'd feel uncomfortable and a little sad for me.
She smiles.
You're sweet. Good night, Dr. Kuthapali.
Good night.
Looks like she accepted your apology.
And then some. I think we had a moment.
Please, you did not have a moment.
Who died and made you king of moments?
Okay, fine. Let's say there was a moment.
There was.
There wasn't. But I mean, even if there was, what are you going to do about it?
I will slowly seduce her until she falls helpless into my bed, hungry for the pleasure only I can give her.
So nothing?
No, not a thing.
Ah. I'm so glad the police finally caught that psychotic, genetically engineered ape.
An ape with an axe creeps up on Penny in the shower.
That is my girlfriend, I swear to God.
Leonard's playing a film on his laptop. The ape pulls the shower curtain,